Common Core, the federally sponsored education standard adopted by many states, has raised the hackles of some Alaska legislators. Representative Laura Reinbold, a Republican from Eagle River, has been outspoken on the issue, and recently the Matanuska-Susitna borough has been drawn into the argument. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer reports.
Last week in Palmer, the members of the Matanuska-Susitna Assembly and the borough's school board met in a joint session to hear about school standards. At the heart of the discussion, Common Core, a set of educational standards that has been voluntarily adopted by some states. Borough Mayor Larry DeVilbiss convened the information-only meeting.
I just want you to know this is not a gotcha moment. We're partners here together, and I think we all have the common interest of the very best education our kids can get.
DeVilbiss told Borough School Superintendent Dr. Dina Paramo that he wanted to know how closely the Borough School District is or is not aligned with Common Core. DeVilbiss said he had gotten quite a few questions about it from residents. Paramo fielded the questions one by one in a presentation to the joint panels. Later, she said in a phone interview,
"If you put the Common Core standards and our state standards next to each other, they are going to be quite similar."
Paramo told the body that standards determine what expectations a student needs to meet grade by grade. Curriculum is the means used to meet the standards.
And then we have 100% local control over writing the curriculum that would meet those standards. So what happens in the classrooms with how we teach, how we purchase textbooks, the materials that go with that.
Paramo says the Matsu School District matches Common Core standards in math and has found them to be more rigorous.
And in Matsu, we did only implement the math standards for Common Core.
The State Department of Education developed new standards in 2012, but opted not to adopt Common Core, according to Susan McCauley, Director of Teaching and Learning Support for the State Department of Education.
Those standards are significantly different than the standards we had previously in terms of, for lack of a better word, rigor. And there are similarities to the Common Core state standards.
The Council of Chief State School Officers and the National Governors Association devised the Common Core standards in an effort to create a uniform set of standards that would be the same state to state. To date, 43 states have either totally or partially adopted Common Core or are moving toward it. But some parents and some state legislators are apprehensive that Common Core represents the long arm of federal outreach. Eagle River Representative Laura Reinbold is one critic of the standards.
Do we want state sovereignty over education or do we want the federal government? I want state sovereignty over education.
Reinbold spoke at a Moose Lodge meeting in Palmer prior to the Matsu Assembly and School Board meeting, according to Borough Mayor DeVilbiss, in essence prompting many of the questions the mayor brought to the meeting.
One of my concerns is that this is the beginning of a progressive agenda that goes beyond math and English language and arts. We know that in the works there's history and science. I just hate to see a progressive agenda like this that has not been tested and which is actually being criticized by a lot of educators.
DeVilbiss also says the Borough Assembly needs to evaluate how much time and money is needed to exceed state educational standards. I'm Ellen Lockyer.